Today I would like to show you some data of our investigation in Georgia. My Georgia is not the US Georgia. My Georgia is located in the Caucasus. And human visceral leishmaniasis is widely distributed in the republics of Central. In the republics of Central Asia and in the Caucasus. In the 1950s, up to 450 cases per year were recorded in Central Asia, and about 280 cases per year in the Caucasus. But due to the intensive control programs, the incidence of the disease decreased dramatically, and for the end of 1960, only a few foci remained active in Turkmenistan, here, in southern part of Kazakhstan, in Azerbaijan and Georgia. Isoenzyme typing of Leishmania isolates from VL patients and dogs has shown that the disease in these regions is caused by Leishmania infantum. And the main reservoir of infection in Georgia are domestic and stray dogs, and foxes, jackals, and badgers are recognized reservoirs as well. Historically, leishmaniasis is in Georgia. Has been sporadic and confined mainly in the eastern part of the country. Several cases have been detected in the western part of the country, but these cases were thought to be imported from across the Black Sea. Natural foci of VL in Georgia are located at 700 meter above sea level, and currently the principal active foci of VL in Georgia is capital of Georgia, Tbilisi, and districts that are located around Tbilisi. This is Shida-Kartli region. Social economic conditions in Georgia during the past 15 years, as well as other factors, led to a critical situation concerning VL in Georgia. And since 1990, the number of cases increased about 15-fold, from 10-12 cases recorded annually in the early 90s to 174 cases in 2006. And the majority of these cases have been within new active foci in Tbilisi. You can see it in yellow color. These are cases in Tbilisi, part of cases in whole amount of cases that are in Tbilisi. In total, 725 cases were reported in Tbilisi during this period of time, from 1990 till 2004. And what's very important to mention, that two cases were HIV VL co-infections. About 55% of cases are children from 1 to 4 years old, and 18 cases. 18 cases are from 0 to 1 years old, and 10% are children 5-14 years old. 17% are people under more than 14 years old. But we should mention here, and this is very important, that in the past several years, there were reported many cases in adult population. For example, about 24% in 2004, about 20% in 2005, and about 22% in 2006. Due to the dramatic increase cases of PL in Georgia, we initiated a project, the activities, main activities of which were determination of the seroprevalence rate of Leishmania infection in humans and dogs, including stray and pet dogs, cultivation, preservation, and identification of isolated parasite strains, and surveillance of phlebotomine sandfly species within active BL foci, including study of their breeding and feeding behavior and identification of potential or proven vector. The study was performed in active foci in Tbilisi, and selection of humans and dogs population for investigation has been confined by areas or streets where most of leishmaniasis cases are located. So first we conducted a survey of children, and a cluster survey was done by random sampling of human population. A total of 4,200 children from 1 to 14 years old are being tested by direct agglutination test on blood samples. And a questionnaire was developed for the purpose to determine VL risk factors and detect infected children by clinical signs. Two symptomatic children were found during our survey. You can see these children. Then four dogs, blood samples from 600 pet dogs and 620 stray dogs were tested using the RK39 dipstick test. According to our results, 19% of pet dogs and 15% of stray dogs were positive for anti-Leishmania antibodies. This picture shows PCR assay products, and first, like second and third lines are from reference strains of Leishmania tropica and Leishmania major. Fourth is from the human isolates. Lines 5, 6, 7, and 8 are DNA from dogs' bone marrow, dogs that were positive for dipstick test. And you can see here how absolutely similar bands are both for humans in fourth line and dogs, 5, 6, and 7. We conducted a sandfly survey using 15 CDC miniature light traps. And collect sandflies 3 nights per month in each of two study communities, Vake and Vera. Sticky papers were used also and placed in and around of each light trap site. The captured sandflies were identified and live female flies were examined for parasite infection. The collection site and feeding status of each fly was recorded. This is tribe site with light trap and sticky papers around. This is another picture, and this is like the whole picture of the investigated area, and you can see how close it is, like it's the downtown of the city. A total of 1,404 sand flies were collected during June, September of 2006 and 2007. And these sand flies represented five species that are P. candelaki, P. vignoni, P. balkanicus, helipensis, and surgenti. This picture shows distribution of species in Vake and Vera rayons during 2006-2007 seasons. And in that you can see here that most abundant species is candelaki. That in total amount of collected species is consists 60% of all population, followed by surgenti 21%. Balkanicus 12%, helipensis 6%, and vignoni 1%. Next picture shows a seasonal distribution of sand flies in Vake and Vera rayons at the same period of time, 2006 and 2007. In Vake, you can see peak both in 2006 and 2007 in August, and in Vera peak was first in June in 2006 and shifted to July in 2007. This picture shows seasonal abundance of all species collected from the same districts in June-September 2006. For P. candelaki, you can see that number of population increased from the second part of June, peaked in July, and started decreasing in August. In Vera, it started. The peak is in June, then it's increasing in July, and dropped down in August and September. For other species like Balkanicus surgenti and helipensis, number of population fluctuated mildly during the season, with some peaks in August in Vake rayon. In both previous and current slides, you can see some differences between these two districts, and it can be explained by surroundings difference in these areas and more compact disposition of households in Vake comparing with Vera. Some differences in temperature, but we need some more data to confirm these results. In conclusion, I can say that Tbilisi is an active focus of BL with a high prevalence of infection in both humans and dogs. The relatively high percentage of adult cases indicates that this disease is re-emerging from an endemic to an epidemic situation. The sand fly season in Tbilisi starts in June and ends in September, with peak mostly occurring during July and August. And from five phlebotomous species identified in the study focus, foci, candelaki was the most abundant, and due to this abundance of candelaki in both Vake and Vera, this species is suspected as the vector of Leishmania infantum in Tbilisi and may explain the high prevalence of VL in humans and dogs in these foci. Our future plans are to continue surveillance for at least one more season to obtain a truer picture of vector seasonality, to determine natural infection rates in sandfly population and isolate Leishmania from wild caught flies, to determine hot prevalence via blood meal analysis, and of course establish laboratory colonies with which we can conduct experimental transmission studies. And at the end, I would like to express a deep gratitude to our colleagues from NIH, Shaden Kamhavi, David Sachs, and Phil Lawyer for the excellent support, collaboration, and friendship. Thank you.
Questions?
A question.
Yep.
I gather from the results you haven't actually found parasites in a salmon.
Am I right?
No, we tried to find, but did not yet.
So here's a suggestion. When you put your light traps out, put an animal bait out.
Yes, we tried to do it too, but we...
And? Did you cause that problem?
No.
No.
And we need to repeat this, like, maybe.
Actually, I have a question of my own.
Okay.
I think you indicated that the pet dogs had higher infection, the 20% versus 15% of the stray dogs.
But
so were you actually surveying the pet dogs only in the area of the three sites, and then the stray dogs all over town?
No, the same area.
Okay.
But we did not finish yet investigation of stray dogs. We need some more number. Of
right, but you never found dogs, stray dogs, or pet dogs that actually had clinical indication
not
of visceral
leishmaniasis. Not often,
very
rare.
Okay.
Yep.
Last question.
What do you think were the conspicuous reasons behind the BMI?
No, I understand what...
No, be in the microphone.
You know, I cannot explain it. Maybe it was because of that critical situation in Georgia in the past 15 years. There were some problems, some social problems and economic problems, and maybe because of these, the one reason can be that many stray dogs from rural areas moved to Tbilisi, starving without food because of this situation. It's difficult to say now.
Thank you, Eka.
Thank you.